This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's not your average house closing, but there is a definite move-in date at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. January 20th is when you hand over the keys at the White House. No questions asked. It's usually a little different for U.S. ambassadors and their families overseas, though. For them, there's often a grace period. Diplomats, you know, might have children in school or personal affairs to wrap up. Well, this time, there's an order from the incoming Trump administration. All politically appointed ambassadors are to step down by Inauguration Day. No questions asked. Inconvenient for many diplomats, but is there an underlying message here? Joining me to discuss the incoming ambassador transition is Ambassador W. Robert Pearson. He was ambassador to Turkey between 2000 and 2003. He's currently a scholar at the Middle East Institute in Washington. Ambassador, welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, is this an unusual move, the wholesale forced resignation of the ambassador corps on Inauguration Day?
Well, it's common practice for all ambassadors, career and non-career, to submit their resignations effective on Inauguration Day. That's not new. What is new is that all of the non-career ambassadors are asked essentially to vacate their post as of that day. I don't think that's ever happened before.
So when you delineate between career and non-career, you're talking about political appointees or you know, some donor or CEO who might get named ambassador versus a career member of the Foreign Service who rises to the rank.
That is correct.
And why would those two people be different usually?
Well, normally, the political ambassadors, having been closely connected with the administration in their political loyalties, expect to leave their post shortly after the new president takes office. And that's usually an orderly process, and it's considered to be custom and takes account of people's lives, their children, their family conditions, and so on and so forth. And it also gives a sense of continuity to the process, not, of course, the policy, because the new president chooses his or her own policy, but to the process itself. And the career ambassadors, of course, have submitted their resignations, but many of them, most of them, normally would receive word from the Department of State that they would continue in their duty, so, and finish their normal tour of duty, which might be 2 years or 3 years in a post, and then, of course, they'd be succeeded by either a non-career or a career ambassador at that time.
So what does this mean then in the real lives of real people? I mean, ambassadors are fancy people, I suppose, to most of us, but they're real people with real jobs and real lives, you know, in Ankara or wherever they are.
Well, that is true. And it's also a matter of a kind of courtesy. I mean, these people, the non-career ambassadors are, of course, political friends of whoever is the president, but they're also Americans first. And so an abrupt change in the process and an order for an abrupt departure just adds to the sense of uncertainty about this transition. Already have been a number of questions arising from telephone calls to Taiwan, tweets regarding North Korea, China, concerns about burden sharing for NATO countries before they receive American support, the wall with Mexico, immigration policy. There are just a number of questions that have been raised that have caused, I'll say, at least uncertainty in people's minds. And this kind of what appears to be a draconian instruction just adds to that uncertainty, and it's not necessary.
Ambassador W. Robert Pearson was ambassador to Turkey from 2000 to 2003. He's currently a scholar at the Middle East Institute in Washington. Ambassador, thank you.
Thank you.